Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Thanakorn Leaf Thapon Wongsa. Today, I will talk about SAMC, Semantic Aware Model Checking for Fast Discovery of Deep Bugs in Cloud System. This is a joint work with Mingzhi Hao, Pallavi Joshi, Jeffrey Luxman, and my advisor, Hariyadi Gunawi. Today, there are many internet services allow us, such as search engine or email services. Behind these services, it is the thing that we call data center software infrastructure, such as MapReduce or Scalable Database. People also call it data center operating system. But for simplicity, we call it cloud system. Cloud system is built on top of community hardware. This community hardware can fail at any time. Failure is the norm. System must be fault tolerant, but however, sometimes we notice that failure can be complex, and it leads to a really hard to catch bug that I call deep bugs. So, what is deep bug? Let me give you a real story from Zookeeper. Zookeeper is a popular synchronization service. Okay, here we are. Start with three nodes, A, B, C. B become leader, then B crash, C become leader. And then user update data with value X, C commit it, A crash before it commit, then C crash, A, B reboot, user update data again with value Y. Now, when C reboot, user notice that there is a permanent inconsistent replica. Okay, maybe no one can understand this. But, okay, let's step back to see a big picture what's going on here. First, cloud system generate lots of messages that can align out of order. Second, the system can face multiple crashes. And third, after crashes, the node reboots. Note that these three things can happen in any order. And only in some specific order, it leads up to deep bugs. Do deep bugs happen in many cloud systems? Yes, we did a study of bugs on Zookeeper, Hadoop, and Cassandra. We found many of them. And they require multiple crashes and reboot, as represented by blue and red bar here. Most importantly, deep bug can lead to severe implications, such as inconsistent replicas, data loss, or downtime. So the big question is, how do we catch deep bugs in distributed system? One approach is to use distributed system model checker. What does model checker do? Basically, given all non-deterministic events, model checker reorder this event and find in which specific order lead to bugs. In the past 7 years, we have seen a lot of distributed system model checker such as MeshMC, MODIS, and Demeter. But there are also many challenges. First, there are too many events to reorder. This leads to the problem of state space explosion. Second, as I mentioned, to get to deep bug, we have to exercise multiple crashes at reboot, which generate more messages. So the number of events we have to reorder is very large. For example, in this case, there could be more than 100 events in reality. Do we have time to permute these 100 events? Surely not. So we found no model checker incorporate multiple crashes at reboot, and that makes us cannot find deep bugs. So the real question about debug is, how do we catch it really fast? And why existing model checkers are so slow? Let's see this example. When we have a node with four concurrent messages, a job of model checker is to permute all possible ordering, as you can see here. And the number of permutation is really large. So, how can we make model checker faster? What I'm going to say here is that if we open the black box and use some semantic knowledge, we can reduce the number of reordering. Okay, here is the thing that you have seen. But here, I will show you later that if we use semantic knowledge, we can remove some unnecessary reordering. And because with semantic knowledge, we can show that this reordering will lead to the same state and hence unnecessary to reorder it. Let me give you another example. How about if we want to inject clash label with X here? With a black box approach, we have to reorder the clash with other outstanding messages. So more reordering must be done. But I will show you later that if we understand the recovery semantic, we can remove unnecessary reordering. What I'm saying here is that the principle of semantic awareness is powerful. It allows us to come up with many novel generic reduction algorithms. So far, we have built four of them. First, local message independent. Second, clash message independent. Third, clash recovery symmetry. And fourth, reboot synchronization symmetry. Hopefully, much more in the future. Okay, in terms of implementation, we build SAMC, our work, I call it SAMC, Semantic Aware Model Checker. We build SAMC from scratch for 10,000 lines of code, apply it to 7 protocols on 3 cloud systems. That is the Cassandra, Hadoop, and Zookeeper. And we run SAMC to reproduce 12 OBugs and compare it with other state-of-the-art techniques, such as dynamic partial order reduction. We found that SAMC can find bugs 2 to 340 times faster, or 49 times faster on average. We also found 2 new bugs by SAMC. Okay, here is my outline. I will tell you the story behind our intuition, then I will present SAMC in detail and evaluate it. Okay, the main goal here is to reduce unnecessary reordering. We can safely do so by using the notion of dependencies and independencies from classical model checking literature. Let me show you how this works. Let's say that if we have a node with 2 concurrent messages, A, B, the node starts with state S. Then if the node processes A first, then B, the state changes from S to S prime. But if the node processes B first, then A, the state changes to S double prime. If this is the case, we call that A and B is dependent. And because they lead to different states, so we need to reorder them. But if a different ordering lead to the same state like this, AB and BA lead to the same state, we call they are independent. And with independent event, just executing only one of them is enough. And if we do like this, it will give us 2x speed up. Okay, to recap, to reduce unnecessary reordering, we need to ask which events are independent, which ordering of events lead to the same state. But on the left side here, with the black box approach, we don't know which ordering lead to the same state because we don't know that how message will impact the local state of the node. So we have to treat all messages as dependent, and we have to reorder all of them. As an implication, it leads us to do a 4 factorial or 24 orderings. But if we use semantic knowledge, perhaps we can declare that only some subset of them is dependent, and it means that it's independent outside the subset. And if we know this, we can reduce the number of orderings down to 4 in this case. This will give up a 6x speed up. Okay, and if 6x speed up doesn't impress you, I want to point out something. That's the example I give you is just the first phrase of the 4 messages. After that, the more message will come. And 6x speed up in the first round will give up multiple speed up if we consider overall saving. Okay, so again, to remove unnecessary reordering, we need to find independent events. And I told you that we can use white box approach, white box knowledge, such as message processing semantic. Let me show you how this works. Let me use a simplified leader election protocol as an example. When leader election takes place, every node has its own belief which node should be a leader. Here, I just show one node. This node believes that node 3 should be a leader. And then the node receives vote from the peers. And the node will process this word. And here is the semantic of how word will be processed. Let's say that if the word is less or equal than current belief, the node does nothing. But if the word is larger, the belief changes to the word. Okay, here is more illustration. If belief is 3 and it receives 1, the belief stays the same. The local state doesn't change. If the word is true, same thing. But if the word is 4, the belief changes to 4. You can see it is very simple in this protocol. So how does message processing semantic help us here? If we know the message processing how does message processing semantic help us here? You can let's see this example. If the belief is 4 and it's receiving 3 words, 1, 2, 3. From the black box approach, like I said, we have to reorder everything. But if we know the message processing semantic ahead of time, we can predict that all reordering will be unnecessary because in every step, the local state stays the same. Okay, now let me formalize our technique here with concrete step. First, giving me message processing semantic, we ask that, is there any generic pattern here? The answer is yes. This is the thing that we call discard pattern. Discard pattern suggests that message will be ignored. And the local state doesn't change. It's generic because many distributed protocols do have this pattern. And second, giving us a discard pattern, we create a predicate for the pattern. This predicate takes two inputs, the content of the message and the local state of the node. The predicate in this case will represent the deep cache part. So simple, we just take the if predicate from the code and take its add-end content of the predicate. And third, we check the predicate result of every outstanding message. Here is the example. We check the predicate result for every word. And we can see that every word will be discarded given the current state. Finally, we check the relation of every pair of messages. If both of them are true, it means that they are independent and we don't need to reorder them. So here, SAMC will know that the message word 1 and 2 will be both discarded. So SAMC know that we don't need to reorder it. Okay, I think hope that you can see the point here that if we know the semantic knowledge ahead of time, we can predict that which ordering is unnecessary and we can skip it. I will show you the generalization in the next section. Hopefully, you get the intuition, and now I will show you the architecture of SAMC. Like other model checker, SAMC intercepts all outstanding messages, suspend them, and make a decision which ordering that the message will be released. To reduce unnecessary reordering, we build SAMC on top of foundational reduction technique that are symmetry and dynamic partial order reduction. We build generic reduction policies on top of this. But semantic awareness is about protocol specific. So the tester has to write protocol specific rule on top of the generic policies. Let me explain about the middle layer here. Let's start with a local message independent, or for short, I will call it LMI. LMI is about detecting independency among local messages in each individual node. It's the same thing that I have explained in the intuition section. Okay, and you have seen that this card pattern is the one thing that it can help us. We also found other generic pattern, such as increment pattern. This pattern, for example, like a master count act message from the left. You can see here, whatever the ordering of the act message we process, it leads to the same state. We don't see the new state here. And we can like an increment predicate here to help us remove unnecessary reordering. we also found constant pattern that I talk about in the paper. So far, I haven't talked about crash yet. So let's look at how recovery semantics help us to reduce crash reordering. Look at distributed light protocol in this leader-follower architecture. If we crash follower, and there are other outstanding messages, A, B, C, D, sent to other follower. With black box approach, we have to reorder crash with other outstanding messages. But if we know ahead of time that how crash will be handled in this case, the leader will decrease the follower count and not create a new messages. We call this local impact. And this crash will be independent with other messages. We don't need to reorder them. And here is the rule. If the crash is on follower, it is independent with other messages. And we can remove unnecessary reordering. But say we inject a crash on the leader, then this crash event will create new messages. And this is what we call global impact. And this crash is dependent with messages. We have to reorder it. And here is the rule. So in summary, if the crash leads to the local impact, it is independent with other messages. We don't need to reorder it. But if the crash leads to the global impact, it is dependent. We must reorder it. Now, so other policies, that is a crash recovery symmetry and reboot synchronization symmetry. That detail is in our paper. Okay, here come to the evaluation. We have built SAMC from scratch for 10,000 lines of code for all mechanism. We integrate SAMC to three cloud systems, Cassandra, Hadoop, and Zookeeper, cover 7 protocols, and include 10 versions, the new and the old one. This is an example of protocol-specific rules from a Zookeeper leader election. This rule will guide SAMC how to remove unnecessary reorderings. On average, it takes only 35 lines of code to write a protocol-specific rule per protocol. Then we run SAMC to reproduce 12 old bugs that were reported to the developer. We reproduce this by running SAMC with old version of cloud system. And we also run other state-of-the-art techniques such as black box DPOR. That is DPOR without semantic awareness. Random. That is a randomly reorder the events. And random DPOR. That is the DPOR that starts with the random execution. And then we measure the number of execution for SAMC to run to get the bug. And here it is. By execution, I mean that the ordering from the system start to the termination point, or we see the bug. And here is the number of the black box DPOR, random, and random DPOR. 5,000 plus here mean that we have run more than 5,000 execution, and we haven't seen the bug yet. And it means like today has elapsed, so we stop it. We also compute speed up for each other technique. By compare with black box DPOR, SAMC can catch bug fast 94 times faster than the black box DPOR, and more than 300 times faster compared to random and random DPOR. We also calculate the reduction ratio compared to black box DPOR on Zookeeper using the leader election protocol of the Zookeeper. Tied with different caches at reboot, and the result is shown in this table. You can see here, when the number of caches at reboot increases, the reduction ratio increases as well. It means that SAMC can find deep bug better than other techniques. Okay, here is my conclusion. From the bug study, we found that deep bugs really happen in many cloud systems. And to get to deep bug, model checker need to incorporate complex failure to reach the deep bug. But this leads to the problem of state space explosion. We want to say that we adopt the principle of semantic awareness to tackle this problem. we use the principle to create four reduction policies. And I believe that with this work, it will bring an important research question in the future, that is, what are the semantic knowledge that can help us, and how to extract the knowledge from the code automatically. Thank you very much.
Questions?
Ivan Bishasnik, University of British Columbia. This is very interesting because you're kind of taking the implementation level model,
yes,
and you're mixing in this more abstract model that allows you to kind of ignore certain paths. So you're really model checking this kind of hybrid model of the system. So I'm wondering, what sort of bugs are you then missing? Because there's certain bugs that you won't be able to find.
Yes, that's right. The kind of bug that my work can catch is like the bug that happened because of the reordering of the messages. And it's cached when there is a multiple cache and sometimes the node reboot, mostly focused on the multiple caches at reboot. And for the bug that I cannot cache, there is an other non-deterministic event in the system, like a timeout, like that we don't, it's non-deterministic. And we haven't dealt with that thing yet. Just the reordering of the non-deterministic behavior of the network and crash and reboot.
I have another question. So the policies that you have developers write, like the discard policy, it sort of requires the developer to make assumptions about the system, right? That the system actually correctly, you know, responds to the acknowledgement message and so forth.
Yes, that's right. We assume that when the tester write the policy, the policy is correct. But as I show you, the pattern that I show is really simple. So we hope that there is no chance to the tester that write the wrong policy.
Hello, I'm Jonas Wagner from EPFL. I think this is really interesting, and I wonder if you could go back to the slides where you have the results, like number of iterations per bug. Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
So you seem to find a bug every, say, 40 iterations or so. So I wonder why you don't find like new bugs that were previously unknown.
Oh, okay. We have five new bugs too, and we find two new bugs and have reported to a Apache developer already. Yeah.
But is there like some starting condition that's different for every bug or?
Oh, yes, that's right. Because this bug cover more than one protocol, and some bugs require some specific workload. So we look at the bug report in the Apache website and try to simulate that environment for each bug and run some C and after model checking to reproduce it.
Okay, so the initial environment is sort of important to find the bug.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Thank you.
All right, let's thank the speaker.